Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We're looking at clouds and possibly some flurries this morning. Sunshine later this afternoon, 44 expected for the high today. Tonight it's clearing off, and then tomorrow mostly sunny, a high of 48 in the forecast. Right now, 34 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:08. Here are your news headlines. Well, a former Bellevue couple is among the victims of the mass shooting at a church in South Texas. Bob and Shani Corrigan, they died Sunday when a gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. Bob Corrigan was stationed at Offutt Air Force Base during his time in the Air Force. Corrigan and his wife returned to Sutherland after he retired 2 years ago. They were two among the 26 slain Sunday morning.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, there's a family that lost 8 members. And one
of their family?
Yeah, yes. I mean, at church, everybody goes to church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the youngest victim is 18 months old, a little girl named Noah. And then the oldest was 77 years old. Now, the Air Force says it did not send the Texas church shooter's name to a national criminal database after he was court-martialed for domestic violence.
So they screwed up. He wouldn't be able to purchase the weapon that he used.
Right.
And then he was, what, they believe targeting his mother-in-law.
Yeah, because they went to that same church that his mother-in-law and father-in-law went to.
They weren't there, but the grandmother was. Okay. So it's his ex-wife. He was targeting her family.
Yeah, her family.
It was the grandmother was there. So he served 12 months. He did a 12-month sentence in the brig and was given a bad conduct discharge from the military. So now they're investigating why there were no red flags in the system. The Air Force wants the Defense Department to review what happened. And President Trump says North Korea is a worldwide threat that requires worldwide action. Trump is in South Korea. He says he'll continue to push nations around the world to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. And Apple is blasting a story questioning the tech giant's use of tax havens. The Guardian reported that Apple has moved some of its operations from Ireland to a holding company in the British island of Jersey. The paper says that the move protects more than $250 million from being taxed. Apple says it hasn't moved any operations or investments from Ireland, where it's operated since 1980. Apple says it's paid more than $35 billion in corporate taxes in the past 3 years, making it the largest taxpayer
in
the
island
world.
Is Jersey?
Yes. The Jersey. Island of Jersey. Mm. Not to be confused with New Jersey, the state.
I mean, is that where it comes from?
Yep. New Jersey is named after Jersey. So when
I've never heard of
world,
the original Jersey.
I know, and isn't it interesting? You learn a little something about the world. Email scammers are targeting Netflix subscribers. The emails tell Netflix subscribers that they need to update their billing information, and a link takes them to a fake website where they're asked to log in and provide information, including credit card numbers. Cybersecurity experts say that the scam emails that started going out on Friday are relatively well designed.
Yeah.
Netflix says subscribers who wonder whether emails are really from the streaming service can go to netflix.com/security for information.
It just seems like if they're going to email you, that's not legit. I keep getting Apple emails.
They're well written.
They look exactly like
it. How do you trust any email anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I know I recently got an email and they were like, oh, you need to update your emails. Like it was from the email server. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. Like if it's really, then you'll keep bugging me. But this seems like a phishing for some sort of
information. It does. It's almost like you should look for like misspellings. Mm-hmm. But then again, that's just the norm.
They've gotten savvy, though. I mean, some of these really are. I mean, they really shake a tail and it looks like the real deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All fraternities and sororities at Florida State University are under an indefinite interim suspension. The order from the university president comes after two separate incidents. One when a pledge died on Friday following an off-campus party, and another where another fraternity brother was arrested Monday for the sale and trafficking of cocaine.
And it's indefinite? They don't know when they're going to get back to going to
right. And it's not just
socials?
Right. It's not just fraternities. It's fraternities and sororities. So it's like all Greek life. They said that they want to send a strong message that FSU has a serious problem that has to be dealt with.
I would think, you know how like the Uber is an app that is basically able to set up a cab service without being a cab service? Mm-hmm. I feel like apps could solve a lot of these problems. Like, I wouldn't want to officially be a fraternity or a sorority anymore. It's just too much of a headache.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So is there an organizational app that makes us a frat without being a frat?
There you go.
I mean, then they don't have any power over
it's,
you. We're just a collection
like,
of dudes and bros.
Like a like they do those networking groups. Like that.
Yeah.
You know, just have a party, whatever, barbecue.
You wonder if that's what they'll do.
There's probably.
You know, they could still, you know, gather together. They're just not now the cap of pies, brah. They're just the Trevor's house. We're just a bunch of Florida State football fans, bro. Still have a kegger.
Still paying dues.
You don't have to be in Greek to have a kegger. You
These know. Are hopefully one of the discussions that will be happening tonight at a kegger.
Right.
Hey, guys. Came up with a plan. After 3 days of heavy drinking and a lot of blocaine, Trevor's got an idea. Trevor, the floor is yours.
Toga, by the way, the blocaine, blocaine's going to get a little scarce on account of the fact that our brother just got pinched.
So in the end, if you planned on enjoying the Greek life, and it was at Florida State, you might want to change your college.
The Penn
choice.
State one was terrible.
Yes, that
I mean
was
the
awful.
Stories that came out of the Penn State one. You thought this is why these schools are getting so upset. You would think that all the Greek life people would have knuckled under a little bit after the horrifying story out of Penn State. You know where those brothers. Got that kid drunk until he died. Like he hit his head.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like they didn't. I couldn't believe that you would still see, you know, any responsible fraternity to be like, look, guys, all eyes are on us.
Yeah, right. Let's tone it down a little bit.
We're going to lose our charter.
Completely look, wasted.
Dean Memminger is all over us. And that guy's a douche.
But the hazing still seems to be happening. I mean, this is the reason that Florida State's taking these measures is because on Friday, a pledge died at an off-campus party.
What did he die of?
I don't have the details.
I'm sure it was alcohol.
I mean, it was
poisoning.
Probably some sort of, you know, I would imagine bad choices led to more bad choices. You would just think that in Greek life, it would be, like you said, Jeff, that there would have been like this memo, like, let's cool it. With the, you know, excessive...
That's part of it, it seems like to me. But, you know, then again, I'm... Some
we need Amazon Alexa to come up with a responsible fraternity. Drink, bro. But she knows how to measure out how many drinks.
Yeah.
Right. Based on your body mass.
Mm-hmm.
She's got it all
Drink,
figured out.
Bro. Don't be a puss.
Well, that speaks to artificial intelligence. Stephen Hawking's, you know, the brilliant mind... he says development of AI, artificial intelligences, could either be the worst thing or the best thing that's happened to humanity. He was speaking at a tech conference in Portugal recently, and the noted physicist warned that AI could develop a will of its own. He noted that it's already threatening millions of jobs around the world, and if AI is going to be a force for good, Hawking says it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of focus.
He has a lot of time to sit and chill and think about things. And smart man.
That's his job. You
know. Well, when will they, like, integrate him into the grid?
Oh,
I always think.
Just put his brain into a robot or
something?
Well,
he always already speaks through
the robot
computer.
Thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The computer voice.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's warning us that he is AI.
Which movie is Stephen Hawking's?
I couldn't.
Isn't that one of those movies that they made recently?
They came out with it. Yeah. I think last year.
None of us saw it, did we?
No.
Theory of Everything, I think it was called. Yeah, I watched it on cable.
Did you watch? Was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah, the guy won an Academy Award. I mean, he went all in. It's pretty sad when you realize like how it happened to him. Like Stephen Hawking wasn't always in a wheelchair. Like there was a point in his life where he was up and running around and then, you know,
just
he
like
had
us.
This. Right. And then that's sort of the sad that's sort of like the sad journey of the story.
That's why I didn't want to watch it because of that. Yeah.
It's not, I mean, well, and then, you know, his wife who's with him the whole time and then he cheats on her. And then he, you know, like with the nurse. I mean, it's just, it's like.
He did?
Yes. They ended up getting divorced. And he like ended up staying with his minder or whatever. I mean, that was the other thing. Like the wife's like, for real? You cheated on me? Like, what is the deal?
How smart is he? He came up with the idea that black holes emit radiation. Mm-hmm. It's called Hawking radiation. Again,
I mean, how do you know? Exactly.
That's why we'd be the jerks in the fraternity that are like, according to you, nerd.
Steve.
Like I said, he has a lot of time.
He's showing us the math. We still just don't get it.
We're like, he has a lot of time to sit there and think of stuff, you know? And then he talks and we're like, we're so intrigued and believe everything because it comes out of some computer generated. I'm so mean.
Sounds so legit because a computer said it.
Yes.
It's Alexa. She knows everything.
Bunch of nerds.
If you're looking to do a little something nice for yourself, science says just stop and smell the roses that it'll actually make you happy. Taking a moment look at nature increases feelings of happiness, contentedness, overall well-being. I agree.
It does. So.
You do a lot of, I mean, you are definitely, you too.
I haven't much this year. Jeff does a lot. I actually did. I was kind of bitching about it the other day. I haven't gone camping once this year.
The smelling of the roses.
Yeah, I didn't go out camping or I think I hit one hiking deal, but that was about it. But God, in the past, I do it all the time. Yeah, I love it.
You do, yeah, because I was going to say, you do those big like destination like Zion and I mean, you but have gone out and.
Are they saying like scientifically?
Yeah, something about the idea.
Releases oxytocin or something?
I mean, the idea is that it really does like affect you on a certain level, happiness and well-being. I don't know if it's just the idea of chilling you out, but I guess they said
it gives you something else to look at than you know just a computer screen in your you know whatever mundane life. You might feel that you're living it. You know, mm-hmm. you go see something beautiful that's you know natural. I think it just you know.
Well, it's from the beginning of time while they put in gardens.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what a garden is supposed to do.
I never even thought about that,
you're supposed
to
go walk through gardens and because you can put a garden anywhere. It can be in a concrete jungle, and you go look at the garden and stare at it. You don't think it's doing anything, but it is.
Yeah.
Chilling
I mean, you might
out.
See the bee flying in and, you know, it's probably good. It would be constructive for every business to have even a small garden, to get outside, walk through it.
Instead of a basketball court, like PayPal has a basketball court and a lake and a thing they walk around. But yeah, have a little bit of everything.
Just a little moment of zen.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
I kind of have buyer's remorse right now. I just got a hot tub. I bought a hot tub for the house and we got it delivered yesterday. It's amazing how stuff looks different than it's on the floor. You know, you can go buy a TV and you're like, God, that TV is big and huge. And you get it home and it's tiny or vice versa.
Right.
Well, this hot tub, I feel like it's too big.
How many people?
No. 7 to 8.
Are you that social? That's a little bold. Because you know the two people that are going to use it, you and your girlfriend.
Yes.
So you guys are going to be staring across at each other.
This wide chasm,
over
this lake.
The bubbles. Hey, honey!
What? I'm sorry, what?
I know they delivered it yesterday, and as soon as they pulled it off the truck with one of those forklifts, I was like, oh my God, that thing is huge!
You're like, put it back on the truck!
You should have asked the delivery guys. Do we look like hot tub people? Because they see hot tub people and be like, do we look like the weird swinger freaks that get 8-person hot tubs?
Oh, gosh.
And they're
8.
Like, with a resounding yes.
They're like, no, you guys don't look freaky enough. You don't have any neck tattoos.
No.
We can usually see the wife's a swinger from the front yard.
Oh, my God.
So when it's you huge. Get it in the backyard, does it look like, I mean, does it swallow up
that corner? Yeah, you know, just so people know, I kind of been working on this backyard for, God, it feels like forever. So we got a patio, big patio port and stuff like that in areas where I didn't want to mow anymore.
It's a yard cave.
Yeah, it's a yard cave all the way. I mean, even the guys that deliver it are like, dude, nice backyard.
You're like, oh, hey, I don't have anyone to sit in the hot tub, so you guys are all welcome.
Obviously, everybody's welcome. We need friends.
Yeah, so they put it down, and I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. This thing is a lot. We could. We could have went smaller. We could. It's like ordering a pizza. I could have ordered a personal pizza, but I went with the extra large.
Only combo. Unlike pizza, you can't dine on the leftovers for days.
I got it for the price of the smaller one. It's cheaper than the price of the smaller one because it's a floor model. So I, again, bargain shop my ass around until I found a good deal. Because it took me forever to pull the trigger on this thing. And, yeah, I'm happy, totally happy it's there. But just, geez, man, it is.
Is it lit up?
It's big. It's lit up and it's warming up. It's 90 right now.
Does it shoot fountains? Yeah. Like water? I mean, I'm serious.
Oh, yes, it does. It does.
So it's you can put
it
on fountain mode.
Yeah.
What's fountain
mode? You can put it on fountain mode so it just sprays. It looks like a fountain. You can turn your hot tub into a fountain.
It's really nice. I mean, those hot tubs today are nice. It's got a fountain running through it and it's got different lights and, you know,
in it. I had no idea.
Yeah. And it's, if you got, you guys come over anytime, it seats like 8 people. So, yeah, come on over and sit in the hot tub.
Wow.
And hang out,
so that's a pretty sizable piece of real estate. Like, does
it's big.
But you have a big backyard, so it can't. I mean, sometimes you get things like that and you put it in it. It's like, oh, wow, this looks so weird.
I like space. That's my problem.
If you could do it over again.
Yeah.
The ones where it's a mix between hot tub and where you can swim in it.
I was talking to those guys about that.
Against the current.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get the ones when it's that big, almost when it's that big for an 8-man, you can get the ones that, but I'm sure it's way more expensive.
It is about 10 more.
But you can swim against the current.
I asked them.
Really? So you do laps in your backyard.
They're pretty cool. It's like the Michael Phelps. He endorses them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they have one on the big on the side of their truck. And I asked him about it because I saw him in a showroom. I was like, geez, man, those things got to be crazy to move. And he's like, yeah, we're selling more and more of these. Because of the fact that it's a pool. And
he goes, but those are young, healthy, the health care set.
Right.
He goes, people like you, it's all creepy swinger. the swinger 2000.
You're just looking to soak. You're just,
people
to soak
that,
with friends.
They just want to have a bunch of fun sex and call it a day. But yeah, we deliver those to young people.
Yes.
Who are fit.
People not in your age group. Uh-huh.
I just tell party, don't. Don't die in the thing.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that this morning when I woke up. Thanks.
One of your goals, don't have a heart attack in that thing.
Yeah, I thought of that this morning because, Wylene's working, today and, we're working, but I'll be home by noonish. And I thought,
don't get in alone.
Sitting in a hot tub by myself in the middle of the day.
In that heat.
And I thought to myself, I'm like, well, Jeff said, don't die.
In there excited.
And I had this vision of me just floating as Wylene got home. And I'm,
oh, God, that's horrible.
I know. That's where my mind goes.
Sitting on one of the blasters. we believe it was sensory overload.
He didn't know it could feel so good. He had the sprayers up to about,
as high
the
they went.
We believe he was. We
turned off all the other ones. And
he was
right, just the one
sitting on one of the fountains. It was too hot. See, the beauty is that Wylene will be there to save your life.
Yeah, she will.
And nothing's ever going to happen to the sweet Wylene. She's healthy as a horse.
Yeah, the thing is,
but if you were alone in there, something happened on Friday, you're floating in that thing all weekend. We find you on Monday.
Bloated.
Gross.
Smell of chlorine.
Now you know the last purchase that you got to get.
God, he's so bloated. And you're like, no, that's how
life
he always
jacket.
Looks.
What's the last thing you got to purchase for it?
Oh, geez, I don't know. Bubbles?
No, you shopped online. You've seen it online. You found it at your desk.
Oh, a table that wraps around it? Oh, geez, I'm shopping all the time now.
It floats in the pool.
It floats in up. Oh, yes. I can't even say. They have a hot tub poop that you can just drop
he
in a hot
found
tub.
Online.
Stop
it's a,
it.
It's a synthetic pool floater.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's disgusting.
Somebody made it.
Looks like a turd.
And sells it.
Yeah, and I buy them.
There's something out there for everyone.
it's for the prankster pool owner, and it's a fake floater.
Yeah,
that's so gross, and yet so grossly appropriate for your humor. Like, absolutely, have a box of those already?
Well,
it is.
Give me time. They haven't delivered
Amazon,
yet. Yeah, I'm totally
Alexa.
Get that.
Alexa's like, I'm not going to let you order that.
You know those floaties?
So you deploy that when you've got an 8-man party.
Yes.
An hour into it.
Gotta get the chlorine out.
That's how you clear people out. That's how you say, time to go.
Time to go.
Party's over. Molly, it's imagine lying on one of those rafts in a pool. You know those rafts?
Uh-huh.
Wylene could lie on that in the middle and float around as I'm sitting there getting my bubble on. That's how big it is.
That's how big this thing is?
Yeah. It's stupid.
What kind of... So give me feet. Like how
eight
far...
Eight by eight. It's eight by eight.
God.
Yeah, it's pretty big. But hey,
that's a substantial. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, I went to school in New York.
Yes.
Like, that was like my first apartment you just described.
Eight by eight
was like, here
like
you
a
go.
Prison cell. Yeah.
The keys are yours.
We're never going to see the two of you ever again. They're going to be pruned. If you come over to the house, they'll constantly be in bathrobes because they just got out of the hot tub or they're going back in it.
The next purchase is going to be a tan bed.
I thought you brought that up as a joke. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there'll be that couple where you're like, it's absolute lizard king over there.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
American Idol is coming back to television March 11th. That is the news. Ryan Seacrest made the announcement yesterday on Live with Kelly and Ryan. It's going to be airing on ABC March 11th, 2018.
Do we really need it to come back, though? I mean,
no.
I watched The Voice last night in reverse. Like, it was one of those deals where I turned on the TV and it was on the channel that The Voice was on. And so I just, you know, rewound it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, looking for reasons to stop.
We don't need it.
And I watched the entire episode and was completely bored.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's just one jerk, but haven't we found all of the singers? Like, how many shows can there be?
Amen, brother. I'm with you.
It's just little kids. All I saw last night were little kids. Now, again, maybe I'm just an old jerk, but it was just like a bunch of little kids. Gobble, 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 gobble. I'm like, this doesn't need to be on
television.
This should be on the Disney Channel now.
You're right.
Put it on the Voice Channel.
I think we have enough. I mean, just for viewer reasons, it's like, give us a break. I think American Idol is going to come back and fail miserably. But
well,
then again, what do I know? I don't know. I don't watch the shows.
Horrifying somebody, but like, I didn't see a Hannah Houston. Remember, and she told the story of like, these shows now, they got to go find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they're banging on your door.
Because
like,
it's the same people trying to get
combing
in,
through,
right?
YouTube, yeah, like, and combing through all this stuff. And
so I'm just saying, we know why they want to bring back American Idol. I loved the show, but it's different now. There's no Simon.
It's Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. I'd like to see how he handles people who are trying.
But remember, it was such a those judges were awesome. They were just all just a mess. Paula, remember Paula?
Oh, Paula.
Yeah, he was a train wreck, but fun.
I know, she liked everybody.
Was nice. Yeah, same deal.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Randy. Well, you're going to get Ryan Seacrest back. He will return as host, and he was teasing his co-host, Kelly Ripa. He said, you're going to have to deal with me on Monday on no sleep on a regular basis, because what they're going to do is he works in New York Monday through Friday. And then it's on Sunday night in Los Angeles. I guess I don't know if that's when they're going to be taping, like if they're going to be working on.
Those will be the best episodes, because the best part of Kelly and Ryan is when she just needles him.
Yeah.
Like when they get off topic, doesn't matter what stuff they're talking about. She'll just turn and be like, look at his shoes.
She's so mean.
Look at his shoes. Zoom in. Zoom in on his shoes, and she'll just pick them apart.
I love it that one time she picked apart how he drank water. Because he drinks water, he doesn't touch it to his lips.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, really?
He's a weirdo. Yeah.
He doesn't ever put it in his mouth.
Yeah.
He
pours it in.
Like he borrowed your water.
Like he's one of those, like, okay, got it. That's
and it
strange.
Drives her crazy. She goes, take a drink. Look at everybody. Look at him. Look how weird he is. He's so weird.
They're like the same size, too.
Oh, God. And she's
He's such
tiny
a tiny
too.
Person. Yes, exactly. It's two tiny people on television. Sia had an epic response to a paparazzo who was trying to shop around nude photos of her online. She went ahead and put the photo out herself.
I saw that. Look at that.
She's like, you know what? Bam. There you go. Save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas. She said, somebody's apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans.
Can you imagine doing that? I mean, I saw
can you imagine
that,
somebody like, wanting to see you naked? There you go. Gross.
First and foremost, there would have to be a call, like, you know, supply and demand. There would have to be a demand.
I would be terrified to push send if I was like, I'm going to get ahead of the game here and just send my naked photo now.
Listen, you're going to be sitting naked in a hot tub 4 out of 7 days a week.
Why only 4?
Just has to get over the fence line to get a picture of you al dente.
Gross.
I mean,
you better get those privacy fences.
And I'm telling you, I have a buddy who has a hot tub.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's from 0 to 60, how quickly you're going to be peeing on the side of the house.
Oh, geez.
Gross.
Well, no, I got a bathroom right out the 5 feet away. Bam, boom. I just got a rush.
It's going to seem far
I've
when it's cold.
I've seen you out by the fire pit when you're like, I got another drink.
I'm peeing on the way there.
We move the drinks closer to the fire. We can't move the bathroom closer.
Yeah, you can't. You're right. Yeah.
It's going to be a naked
How
guy.
How fun for your,
popping
fun for
in
your
and
neighbors.
Out.
They can't see anything, Molly. I have privacy all day long.
Okay, thank God.
I can be nude all day long back there. But we have a little, you know, a little Oliver run.
I was going to say, you do have small people that live.
We've heard of shrinkage.
I'm blind.
We've heard of shrinkage, but what about shrivelage?
Shrivelage. Oh, that goes straight.
When you
stay in there long enough, and then you get out.
Yeah, you let the noodles soak in there for so long.
Good God.
It's going to look like a vein.
Gross.
Like a scribbly old weird.
Zero breakfast sandwiches sold.
I don't know what it's going to look like.
No.
I'll send Molly a photo.
Shrivelage.
Shrivelage.
And then instant cold. Oh, my gosh. I just might as well not have one.
That poor fella. Never stood a chance.
Middle of the winter. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
In the middle of the winter, unless you break your rule and you and Eileen are like, we're just going to pee in the hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And you adhere to your rule. Well, if you do this right in the middle of winter, you're going to have to jump out, step into the sandals, and pad your way through the snow.
I know.
You're going to want to pee right next to the hot tub.
Or in it, but I won't do that.
Don't eat the yellow snow, everyone. Yeah. Stay away. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I wish I could duplicate Jeff's look on his face. It's almost like you're envisioning the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, this is real. The dogs will be out sniffing by the hot tub being like, this is weird. There's a new adult animal. This isn't us.
Relieving itself.
Follow the tracks around the hot tub.
Good stuff.
All right, 650-938-9400. Your high today going to be about 44, 48. Tomorrow, 33 now.
If you're just catching up, Party bought a hot tub.
Yeah.
And the water is warming right now for today's first soak ever.
Yes, it's ready.
Inaugural soak.
I was going to do it this morning when I got up at 4:30. I was going to jump in there. But it wasn't ready. It was 90 degrees. It's 90 degrees. I need to be 100. It'll be all good to go. I'll be like a carrot in a stew here in the TikTok about 4 hours.
Your carrot's going to be stewed.
We're going to go online and he's going to buy big plastic carrots and big plastic potatoes. Like
potatoes and onions.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
And he's going to drop that in there and so he'll have their soaking
I'll be the
in
meat.
Their own stew. You just need to join a gym now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get done with the show, actually exercise and then run home and soak in your tub.
Yeah, yeah. One thing at a time. One thing at a time, that's for sure.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.